Good day, and welcome to the 4SC Full Year Results 2015 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Wolfgang Gesgen. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Maria. Good afternoon and good morning to those listening to us from the U.S. My name is Wolfgang Gesgen, and I'm the new IR officer at 4SC since January this year. It's our great pleasure to welcome you today to the conference call on our results for the full year 2015 and outlook for 2016. Joining me on the phone is Enno Spillner, CEO and CFO of 4SC, and also Daniel Vitt, our Chief Development and Chief Scientific Officer, will be available later on for the Q&A session as well. In the press release related to this conference call earlier today, we indicated that there's a presentation available for download on our website at 4sc.com. Under Investors and Media, Events and Presentations, Conference Calls, and Webcasts. The presentation will support the comments we make today, so please help yourself and let's get started. Before I turn it over to Enno, I would like to briefly remind you that during the call, we make projections or estimates regarding plans and objectives relating to our future operations, products, services, or future financial results, or assumptions underlying or relating to any such statements, each of which constitutes a forward-looking statement subject to risks and uncertainties, many of which are beyond our control. Actual results could differ materially depending on a number of factors. With this, I'd now like to turn it over to Enno. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, Wolfgang, and welcome everyone to our 2015 financial year results conference call. It's a pleasure having you on the call today once again. Let's have a look at the outline of the presentation on slide number three. By the way, for all of you who don't have the presentation in front of you, don't worry, you will also be able to follow the call without the presentation. Our plan is to provide you today with an update on our operational and financial highlights for 2015, and to set expectations and guidance for the current year in discussing upcoming operating milestones, as well as our financial outlook for 2016. At the end of the call, we will open up the line for your questions as usual. Let me start with slide number four, coming to the operating highlights, 2015. 2015 was yet another eventful and also successful year at 4SC, and we continue to make advancements at all levels of the company. We have actively pursued our research and clinical development programs while creating additional development opportunities for the future. Furthermore, we have strengthened the company's financial base significantly. In personal matters, we have made valuable additions to our executive team as well as to our supervisory board. We are happy to point out some of our operating highlights in 2015. One of our main tasks was obviously to strengthen the short to mid-term financing of the company. In July 2015, 4SC announced it had successfully secured a net 27.5 million euro capital increase for funding its research and development programs, and thus further creating additional value for the company in the future. With this transaction, we are, among other institutional investors, able to attract the renowned, or we were able to attract the renowned life science investor, Wellington Partners, as an additional cornerstone investor. Proceeds from this transaction will mostly be used to cover the major part of the phase II clinical trial of our epigenetic compound resminostat in the hematological tumor indication of cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, or in short, CTCL, which we will begin in mid-2016 in Europe. We expect top-line results from this study to be available towards the end of 2018. As a niche or orphan indication with high unmet medical needs, CTCL is believed to be a very attractive strategic and commercial opportunity for 4SC, hopefully enabling first-time market access for 4SC product as early as 2019. With regards to the overall corporate strategy, we further focused our development in 2015 on the field of epigenetics, and in particular on our two clinical stage oncology products, resminostat and 4C22. For resminostat, beyond the pivotal CTCL study ahead in Europe, we have reached a major milestone by securing a new partnership with the Menarini Group in 2015. Finding this exclusive partner for resminostat was certainly one of our key accomplishments in 2015. Our partnership with Menarini stretches across the entire Asia-Pacific area, obviously excluding Japan since this is already with Yakult, and is responsible for the clinical development, approval, and marketing of resminostat in all indications in the Asia-Pacific region. The agreement entitles 4C to upfront payments and milestone payments totaling up to around 95 million euros, with royalty payments pegged at a double-digit percentage of sales on the later end of the deal. In Japan, Yakult Honsho continues to make progress with its development of resminostat in Japan, obviously, where it is testing the compound in two randomized phase 2 trials in the indication of advanced liver cancer, or in brief, HCC. The efficacy of the resminostat / sorafenib combination as a first-line therapy is being compared to monotherapy with sorafenib in around 170 Asian patients. In the indication of non-small cell lung cancer or NSCLC, the efficacy of the resminostat docetaxel combination therapy is being compared to monotherapy with docetaxel in around 100 Asian patients. In both trials, the potentially predictive biomarker ZFP64 is being evaluated under randomized study conditions in order to identify a patient population with the potential to respond even better to treatment with resminostat. Further, in 2015, Yakult has started a phase 1 trial in pancreatic and biliary tract cancer with the resminostat product. So overall, we have been seeing sustainable and continued commitment from this long-standing partner, Yakult, in 2015. Another positive on the resminostat side was that it generated very promising data on its potential activity as an immune modulator, which we published already at the ITOC2 conference in Munich in March 2015. And during the course of 2015, we undertook additional steps to further evaluate the immune priming potential of resminostat and of 4C22, as this could open a complete new additional dimension for these two epigenetic players, potentially boosting efficacy, for example, for checkpoint inhibitors and others. Coming to slide number five, which is showing more operating highlights of 2015, related to the just mentioned epigenetic insight about resminostat and 4C22, we also received 450,000 as a grant in September from the Eurostars program for the investigation of the properties of resminostat and 4C22 as an immunomodulators, and also their potential combination with immunotherapy agents. The funding will be used for additional preclinical research on their mechanisms of action and possible combination with other cancer drugs, and also for identifying other or further potential indications for clinical applications. In both epigenetic substances under development at 4C, patent protection was strengthened further in 2015. In July, the U.S. Patent Office granted the patent for the use of resminostat in cancer indications, and the composition of matter was granted in Canada. And for 4C22, this was also granted, or here was also granted patent protection in China in August by the Chinese Intellectual Property Office. This patent relating to the tosylate salt allows for 4C to have an even stronger global protection strategy against potential competition. The patent complements the composition of matter patents for 4C22, which so far have been granted in more than 60 countries, including patents in the major markets such as USA, Europe, China, Japan, Russia, India, and many more. Another highlight in 2015 were the positive results from our phase 1 Aegis trial with our third oncology compound 4C25, presented at the ASCO in Chicago in last year. The results show that by inhibiting a certain protein, 4C25 can affect cell divisions and thus inhibiting tumor growth. Also presented was the rationale for an innovative daily dosing scheme in phase 2. We are engaged on securing further development of this compound and are mainly searching for a qualified academic or industry partner to further evaluate and develop the potential of 4C205. At 4C, we emphasize that our most important resource is our scientific and research staff who share one common mission. In early 2015, 4C was able to make key new additions to both the core management team and the supervisory board. First, Dr. Susanne Dannhauser-Riedl, hired as 4C's new CMO, or Chief Medical Officer, and Susanne took over management of clinical trial development at 4C AG in April 2015. Her primary responsibility is the further clinical development of our oncology pipeline at this point in time, in particular the phase 2 trial study. In addition to her, biotech entrepreneur and pharmaceutical research manager Professor Helga Rübsam-Chef was appointed to the supervisory board of 4C AG already in January of last year. Concluding our operating highlights are positive developments we can report from the beginning of this year. For one, the operational preparation of the pivotal resminostat CTCL study is going very well, based on profound scientific advice from the European Medicines Agency, or EMA, on the study design. And with this advice, we are more likely to succeed with an approval filing should the data gained in the anticipated phase 2 study look positive. For two, we received a so-called investigational new drug, or IND, approval from the U.S. regulatory authorities, FDA, for clinical trials with resminostat in liver cancer in the U.S. With this, we can start conducting clinical studies in this indication in the U.S., reflecting an important development option should the current phase 2 study in HCC conducted by Yakult show positive data. And finally, just very recently at the ITOC 3 conference in Munich earlier this month, we were able to show preclinical evidence that treatment with 4C22 can cause cancer tissue to become, so to say, more visible to the body's own immune system, so that the immune cells will attack the cancer tissue the way they would deal with outside intruders, for example. We are eager to use these important preclinical insights to start testing the 4C22 compound in clinical phase 2 studies as soon as possible. Let me come to the financial results, starting on slide number 6. And before I run you through the financial highlights, I would like to remind you that the figures we will present here refer to group consolidated figures for the period, and we have rounded for simplicity. Numbers are based on IFRS, or International Financial Reporting Standards. Full details of the group's figures, including the individual reporting segments, discovery and collaborative business, as well as the development, can be found in our annual report 2015, which is available for download on our website since today. So the total group revenues for the full year of 2015 amounted to 3.3 million, which represents a 54% drop from the previous year of 7.1 million. The decrease mainly is due to lower income from discovery partnerships like, for instance, BioNTech and Leo Pharma, and also relates to reduced cost allocations to Yakult for production of resminostat material. The net results for the year remain as expected as a loss in 2015, with euro 9.2 million euros slightly below euro 9.7 million seen in the previous year. This change is driven by reduced operating expenses, mainly in the field of R&D expenses, and this reduction outweighs the significant decrease in revenues, resulting in a slightly improved net result compared to the previous year. The average monthly cash burn rate is up moderately from 0.7 million euros in 2014 to 0.8 million euros in 2015. This level is driven by prolonged clinical trial expenses for 4C22 and 4C25, and by resminostat-related development costs for the production process and this is probably more important, for the preparation of the upcoming CTCL phase II clinical trial. Finally, the liquid funds available are up significantly from 3.2 million euros up to 22.8 million euros in end of 2015. Related, obviously, to the successful mid-2015 capital increase with net proceeds of 27.5 million euros. Slide number seven. What's coming up in 2016? In 2016, we are expecting a whole range of major milestones to be reached. First, by mid-year, initial trial centers will open for resminostat phase II trial in CTCL in Europe, and the first patient in will follow suit. As already mentioned, the trial design is in alignment with the comprehensive EMA advice. Initial results could be available at the end of 2018, and in case of positive data, we anticipate an immediate filing for conditional approval in 2019 in the European Union. Also around mid-year, we are expecting results from the Yakult-Honsha-resminostat phase II trial in liver cancer or HCC in Japan. That's our estimate, and positive data would pave the way, obviously, for pivotal studies in all global regions. Under this scenario, 4C's own focus would be on Europe and the U.S., while our partner, Yakult and Menarini, are likely to undertake further development steps in Japan and other Asian Pacific countries. It is important to note, however, that additional external funding and/or suitable development partners will be required to conduct any advanced stage clinical follow-on activities in HCC in the Western world, namely Europe and the U.S., which are not covered by our own existing partners, Yakult and Menarini. Coming to slide number eight. In 2016, we also intend to secure further development of 4C22, which is quite obvious, I think. 4C22 so far has a very unique epigenetic mode of action. There are promising results from a phase I trial with blood cancer patients, and preclinical testing indicates immunomodulatory efficacy or activity. As mentioned, we recently presented related positive data at the IITALK2 conference here in Munich and are confident that it has become a much more attractive asset, recently showing even more potential for partners to take a close look at this epigenetic product. Thus, we will continue to target new partnerships or financing for the phase II development of 4C22, which is in line with our focus on epigenetics. Our continued focus on our own epigenetic substances in clinical testing and on further ramping up epigenetic expertise will also keep us very disciplined and very focused regarding the development of non-core areas with hardly any room for major investments in other fields of this focus. Finally, we will continue to target a collaboration for the further clinical development of our oncology compound 4C205, which in phase I already proved to be safe and well-tolerated, and which comes with a recommended phase II dosing scheme already, as I described previously. Last slide, number nine, financial outlook for 2016. Based on current planning, available funds will be sufficient into 2018 and will cover the major cost of the pivotal phase II trial of resminostat in CTCL. The average monthly cash burn rate for the full 2016 financial year is estimated to be about 1.2 million euros per month. This represents an increase from about 0.8 million euros in 2015, and this increase is due to the upcoming start, obviously, of the CTCL trial and the related ramping up of the 4C's clinical team. This development implies higher R&D costs and higher level of operating and net loss in 2016. To summarize, we are very excited about the future of 4SC, and we look forward to updating you with plenty of news flow in due course on the progress of our innovative cancer compounds, in particular resminostat and 202. Before I end the conference call, I would like to thank the shareholders and the investment community for their continued support in 4SC. And as you may know, I have chosen not to renew my term as chairman of the management board, but will continue to be at the company's disposal during this transitional period until June of 2016. And I would like to finish by thanking you for putting your confidence in me and 4SC to lead this company through 2015 and the first half of 2016, and obviously also allowing me to experience me in total more than 10 years of management board service for 4SC. And having said that, I would like to thank you for your interest, and we are now open for your questions. Operator, would you please be so kind and take over? Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question, and we will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. We will now take our first question from Marita Morites from Equit. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon. It's Marietta here. Thanks for taking my questions. I have three, please. The first, I just wanted to clarify your commentary on the financing of the CTCL study. So can I just double check that your current cash position is actually sufficient to take the study through to completion? Or have you made any tweaks to the design that would potentially result in higher costs and potentially the need for a new financing round to ensure that you can actually get to the pivotal data? The second question just on resminostat in immune priming and the potential there. There's obviously a large number of approaches currently in development. Do you have any feel at all as to how resminostat compares to these other approaches from OX40 to IDO-based approaches? And does it depend on the tumor type, on the mutational load, on pretreatment with other agents? Any color there would be very, very helpful. And then finally, and I'm not sure if you're the right person to ask, but on the succession planning on the CEO and CFO level, has a decision been made yet whether that will actually remain just one position? And when does 4XC expect to announce an interim CEO or CFO and the final successors as well? Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Marietta, and great to have you on the call today. I'll take the first and the last question, and the third question I will hand over then to Daniel. So with regard to the financing, I mean, what we have in our financial report is that we have, based on the current cash available and our current planning, we have sufficient runway into Q2 of 2018. Looking at the guidance for the clinical trial, we indicated that we will have most likely first data available in late 18. So we will have to add a little bit of financing here because we want to make sure that we also do or run in parallel the preparational work that you need to do besides the clinical trial, which means doing all the market access work and the production material and fine-tuning of the material. And this will take some additional costs that we will have to cover. But I think we will have a solution for that while being underway. And obviously, if we hand in the data for the EMA in late 18, early 19, then also the EMA will take a while to come back, hopefully with an approval. So we would have to bridge that time. Obviously, that's then the case on would be the case on positive data if we would hand in. Coming to the succession planning that you asked for, I think we are This process is being run by the supervisory board mainly, so I cannot speak here for the supervisory board. Currently there's discussions ongoing on how the future structure might look like. There's different options, and this is currently being evaluated. But we will keep the capital markets updated on significant steps if we move forward in this regard.
Okay, so Enno, thank you. So this is Daniel speaking, and Marietta, thank you very much for this question. It really brings us to one of the most important advances we made with Asminostat, but also with 202 recently. So you mentioned that the world of immuno-oncology drugs, that's quite big, and a lot of combination setups are being tried currently. But what more or less came out in the last couple of months is that epigenetics are one of the major really sweet spots of combination therapy for all kinds of immuno-oncology combinations and trials. And interestingly, resminostat has some quite unique features in this context. For example, really priming or boosting the response or responsiveness of cancers which are based on so-called NK-based killing of cancer cells, so by natural killer cells of the immune system. For example, by strongly upregulating NKG2D ligands on cancer cells, which is really boosting then the clearance of such cancer cells by immune system, by NK cells. In contrast, and this is different from what you see with other regulators in that field, is that 4C202 is more potent on the side of so-called T cells. And this was the data we recently published, and we added that to the homepage, the poster you can find there, with some very new data showing that 4C202 is able to increase infiltration of cytotoxic T cells into the tumor tissue, which is really boosting all kinds of T cell-based therapies. And we think that 202 here in this context really offers a substantial potential for boosting the clinical efficacy of, for example, checkpoint inhibitors, but also other T cell-based therapies. So we are really proud of this, and we think we also entered a new era with the role of epigenetics in oncology, and we think the next couple of months will really bring new data. And so we are strongly committed in exploring the whole potential of both molecules in the immuno-oncology field.
Thank you very much.
Answer? Sorry for the long answer, but I think it's worth to mention.
Yes, thank you very much, and I'll be on the lookout at ASCO.
We will now take our next question from Linda Pomeroy from Edison. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my questions. I've got a couple of questions. The first one's about the phase 2 CTCL trials. I mean, if you could tell me how many trial centers there are and whether there's any material difference between the trial design between when you last outlined it and following your discussions. And the second question is around financials. Do you have any guidance with regard to revenue moving forward? And the Santos loan, is that completely finished now following the payment you referred to in the end of February?
Okay, maybe I take the first question regarding CTCL trial. We gave a first impression and outline of the study in the past, and meanwhile we have performed a feasibility analysis. We have feedback from the EMA, so it's now more or less final setup. So we think we have around 50 centers in this trial spread into 10 countries, which is a little bit more than in our first estimates. So we initially were thinking of 7 countries in Europe.
Okay, then I come, Linda, to your second question regarding the revenue. So we won't give at this point in time any precise guidance, but what I can say is that our aim is to generate more revenue from milestones and activities in the development field, and the goal is to be once again more in the ballpark of 2014 revenues compared to what we had this year. So so there would be a significant increase again compared to 2015. Said that, some of these payments will depend on milestones, and therefore it's hard to forecast whether they will come in time and whether we will fulfill these milestones. I'm not quite sure whether I have fully understood the second part of your financial question. Maybe you could repeat that.
Sure. The Santos loan, I think in the accounts it says that there was a final payment made at the end of February. I was just wondering if there was anything else going to continue around that.
Yeah, so as a brief reminder to everyone listening, we received the bridge loan from Santo in last year, which was of a max of 10 million, which we not fully used. In context of the capital increase in last year, we did a Santo converted part of the capital of that loan into the capital increase. So we reduced it significantly already at that stage. And the remaining 2 million euros, roughly, of loan that was still open, we paid back this quarter. So there is no remainder in that regard. And in that regard, we don't have any significant external loans in our balance sheet at this point in time.
Great. Thanks very much.
As a reminder to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. We will now take our next question from Thomas Schells from Equities. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yeah, hi there, gentlemen. Thomas Schiesler, to be correct, calling. Question on the development business. I haven't got any deeper perspectives of your development business and collaboration business. Could you shed a little bit more light on the perspectives in 16, please? Thank you.
Thomas, thank you for having you on the call, and I think you are referring to our discovery activities, if I understood you correctly.
Yeah, indeed.
So I hope I gave a clear statement that we try to further focus the company on our epigenetic efforts and focusing on our clinical stage assets. So that's our major focus right now, and within the discovery, we do have some collaborations ongoing. However, we are currently re-evaluating this further strategy of the Discovery GmbH as it is today, and potentially also considering other setups for this part of 4C. It's too early yet to provide any details to you at this point in time, but we will review on how we will proceed with this part, because as you can see, the financing required for both sides, discovery and development, would be a mid- and long-term challenge.
Okay, thank you so far.
As a reminder to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. As there are no further questions in the queue, I'd like to hand the call back to our host for any additional remarks.
Thank you very much, Maria. Since there are no further questions, we would like to thank you for participating in the call today. Have a good day and talk to you next time in mid-May when we release our Q1 numbers. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.